This is the Why Aren't You Listening podcast, which is slightly different from our normal ones. This is concentrating much more on music that you might not have heard, which sort of ties into one of our features on the magazine. So I'm afraid Damien's not here, it's just me on my own in a shed with the Brewers, Rogues, Villains and Eccentrics dictionary and a lot of nice records. The first record you heard then on the beginning of the programme was the Organ Apparatus Quartet. That's from Finland. It's on a very small label. I'm not really sure if it is a label, actually, to be honest. It's something called Team Yamaha, and it's a Music for Peoples, European top music compilation. Notes, splendidly written by Biff Tannen. Well, if you can find it, you'll be lucky, but there again, I'm sure someone will be able to be inventive enough to go and have a look for that in their local record shop. But the track you heard was one called Polynesia. Following that was Bob Pollard's latest incarnation. Sadly, Guided by Voices are no more, but obviously by the sounds of Boston Spaceships opening track on their new album, Canned Food Demon, I think all is well with the world of Bob. And the following record I'm going to play is a track from a hot new Frisian band just out of college. They're called The Daily Bread. And this track's entitled, Well, You're Not Invited. Oh, to skip the geography lessons of yore, eh?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. There you have the Daily Bread. And now we're going to play something completely different, which is the Andromeda Mega Express Orchestra. It's very difficult to work out exactly why they called themselves that, but never mind. This is a track called Asteroids, and it's an 8-minute collage, I suppose, of 1950s incidental music. And what only can be seen to be a sort of Klaus Schulze cut-up rip-off, but, you know, it's none the worse of that. In fact, it's a splendid record, and I entreat you all to try and find it if you have a moment. Thank you. Goodness me, well there you go. How does one describe that? There you go. Anyway, following the cut-ups of the Andromeda Orchestra, I think we're going to have something a bit more mellow and very relaxing. This is an artist called Helene. I think this is her third LP, actually. I know she's worked with Simon Raymonde in the past, of Cocteau Twins fame. But this is a very, very nice album, and it's on Pro Noia Records up there in Manchester, and this is a beautiful track called Escalator, Carry You to the Stars.
Just dragging you down. Carousel, come.
Well, there you go. I've, you know, just to have a little light relief between all this serious music talk, I've been reading my new book, Brewers, Rogues, Villains and Eccentrics, The A to Z of Roguish Britons Throughout the Ages by William Donaldson. It's an excellent book, and it obviously charts the lives of many of our ne'er-do-wells in the British Isles. There's some excellent entries, things such as China, believing oneself to be the Empress of, see Hellfire Club, the Irish, and following Chinchilla on One's Head, Dancing with That, see Joan's Journey for Miss Zelda Plum. As you can see, this is a book that obviously should accompany you to the toilet at all points. Sadly, I'm afraid this record, unless you have advanced digital technology that would baffle most of us, baffle NASA scientists by the looks of it, sadly you can't take the following track to the toilet, but I would entreat you to give it a good listen whilst you're not in the smallest room in the house. It's by an artist on the Karaoke Kalk label, Guido Merbius. I don't think it's a relationship to Clusters, Mr. Merbius, but never mind. This is a fantastic track called Dig a Mammoth. Golly, Mick, how good is that? I think that's really one of my favourites at present, that. Now then, let's return to the wonderful world of West Lancashire. And I'm going to play you a track called Uke Crazy Mother. This is from the Pumph Godspunk Volume 7, the latest Pumph record out at present. And this is by the Richwoods. And as you can probably gather from the title, Uke Crazy Mother, it involves a ukulele being played. Hopefully you enjoy this. For some more winsome pop, this is an album called Sin Fang from an artist called Sin Fang Boost. It's called Sklangor, I think, by the looks of it. And this is a track called Advent Investigarden. This is on the Moor label, the Splendid Moor label, as in Germany. And I think this is something that is quite somewhere, and I think we should all enjoy this by sipping our pims in the garden.
Like I forgot, it's just a crack and get the groove, but you will live.
Right, a bit more local music now. I'm going to do a little That Was Then, This Is Now moment. One of my favourite bands over here over the last sort of 2-3 years was one of the first bands I really got into in terms of being really excited by what was happening in Holland. It was a band called the New Afrolicard. Sadly, no longer with us. But luckily, Phoenix did actually rise out of the ashes in this case, forming themselves into a band, well, the remnants of the New Afrolicard, I should say, after somewhat of an somewhat acrimonious split, formed themselves into the new band Appy Kim, who obviously have charmed and wooed hundreds over here, if not thousands. First of all, I'm going to play you a New Afrolicard track, which is called Red, Yellow, Blue. And then after that, you're going to hear the marvellous Appy Kim knocking out He Was a Friend, which is a real sort of roller coaster pop garage ride, if it were. But these are both available on the Willie Anderson label. And I would entreat you to find both of these records, because I think they actually are lost classics. We'll be right back. know, I think it's time now for a bit more of the rogues, villains and eccentrics dictionary. Let's have a look. Who can we read about today? Oh, yes, what about William Keach, footballer? Are we ready? Are we sitting carefully? In the 1890s, Lord George Sanger's celebrated travelling fair had as its main attraction an elephant that took penalty kicks. The elephant was a formidable opponent, both at taking the penalties and at saving them. The feeling grew that the elephant was unbeatable. When the fair reached Leicestershire, the elephant was challenged by four professional soccer players from Leicester Fosse FC. The first three failed to beat the elephant, and it was left to Keach to retrieve the club's honour. Faced with a goalkeeper of this size, Keach realised that his only hope was to work a dummy, sending the elephant the wrong way. He therefore performed a little shimmy in his run-up, and as the elephant dived to the right in anticipation of the shot, Keach placed the ball in the top left-hand corner. Using these tactics, Keach held the elephant to a 2-2 draw, winning the rematch 3-2. There you go. Sadly, there's no more about William Keach. It's a shame. I'd like to find out a bit more about this adventurous gentleman taking penalties at elephants, but never mind. I think what we'll have to make do with at this point is from the excellent Joensuu 1685, a marvellous band there on the Bon Voyage label in Finland, and this is a track called Kill Shot Love.